I've got a lot of relationships, people I grew up with, people that I've represented for the last 15 years, and a number of them are union members or from union families. So whereas I've worked on a lot of legislation that that I never would have had the support of labor on, but I thought was an issue that needed to be addressed, like second injury fund or things that we've done in workers' compensation. So those relationships have never gotten in the way of me doing my job, and they won't in this case. But it's not been one that I've been excited to take on, and it's for a couple of different reasons. One is I believe that there's a reason for the formation of unions. There were, people back in the 1900s that exploited workers, and those people needed a voice, and the unions helped provide really the impetus for an improvement in working conditions that we all enjoy. And I am appreciative of that, because I know that I am the beneficiary of many of the laws that are in place that they advocated for. I also look at the state of Missouri and this, competition that we have both with other states and really internationally to try to lure companies to Missouri, to help those who are in Missouri grow, and to help people who are looking at the cost of doing business in other states, but they're located here, and give them reasons to stay here. Okay, and there are projects that Missouri has, I believe, lost out on, and sometimes, the very first question asked was, are we a right-to-work state? And so we've been disqualified from those projects. But there are also other issues related to our the level of taxation in the state of Missouri, our legal climate. I think we've got one of the worst legal climates in the country. The regulatory hurdles that someone has to cross over in order to make investment. having an educated workforce, these are other variables like right to work that I hear about. And, with a Democrat governor and, the numbers that I saw in the House and where I believe we are in the Senate, I think, we could possibly pass the right to work bill. But I don't think in any way, shape, or form we'd be able to override a governor's veto.